Simon, record now. Turn us on because
it's rough.
It's rough?
Oh.
All right, so you got something rough for me.
It's raining outside and this is about to get ugly.
This is about to get ugly. Okay. Okay.
When I saw it, I was like, ugh.
Oh gosh. All right.
I was disgusted.
I'm not. You gotta sneak it in when I forget.
Okay.
Something you saw.
It's why we just can't get ahead, man. It's why we can't get ahead.
This is very interesting, my friend.
Why we can't get ahead.
Should we dive into it?
We can.
Okay, let's dive into this and first of all, welcome everyone.
Mm-hmm. What's up, guys?
To the Jason and OC podcast.
That's what it is.
It is, and me and OC were talking over some great Uprise music. Mm-hmm. Chat Chat. Love Chat Chat.
You guys like that one, right? You guys like Chat Chat.
That is one of the classics. We got to get the playlist out there. I've heard people request. Mm-hmm. Somebody actually requested for me to send in a playlist, and I thought, it's the Uprise.
So but you got to give the people what they want, Jason.
You got to, my friend.
If they requested that, Jason, yes. You have to give the people what they want.
Yes.
You got to make it happen.
I like it. And before you hit me off guard with this conversational topic matter.
Yeah.
I want to reward you.
Okay.
For our battle, because we're having a battle of the week, right? Mm-hmm, Simon, mm-hmm. People always try to pit friends against each
other.
Yes, that's it. It excites them.
Yeah.
You know, so Simon did that. Mm-hmm. You picked the Rams.
I did pick the Rams.
You are 1-0. I picked Seattle.
Okay, but you're ahead of me on the show by
this stands alone, OC.
Okay.
These are two different leagues.
We don't have to just.
It's because
I apologize to you. I do. I apologize.
On this podcast, we will not replicate games we picked on the show, correct?
Yeah, we won't do that.
Okay. So before we get into anything, eventually we'll talk about the Bears at the Packers. Don't say what you
Bears
think.
Bears at the Packers.
Don't say what you think yet. We'll talk about it later.
The Bears at the Packers.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, we can talk about that now.
Okay.
What do you want? Bears at the Packers.
Yeah.
Bears.
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 Bear. Did I say Bears?
Bears.
Bears. Bears.
You're going to say Bears when you hear my story.
Okay.
You will. You're going to say Bears.
Okay. Okay. This is getting frightening. Bears at the Packers. Now, the Bears have won 3 in a row.
They have.
Trubisky's playing better.
He's balling.
Yeah, he's kind of
stepped up. No, he's not playing better. He is balling.
He's stepped
past couple of games.
He's definitely got hot. As far as hot for him.
They wanted to bury him.
They did want to bury him.
I did.
I...
Because of Mark Chapman. Mark Chapman made me want to bury
You wanted
Trubisky.
Mark's team to play so bad, you wanted to bury...
Right. I had nothing against Trubisky.
It was all about Mark.
It was all about Mark Chapman.
I understand, because Mark is a real Bears fan.
He is a Bears fan.
Okay, cool. And they've been playing better of late, but this game is in...
Green Bay. It used to be a very difficult place to play. Not so much anymore.
You don't think it has the same advantage?
I remember going in there and blowing them out in the playoffs. And
you did.
That never used to happen.
You did.
Green Bay Packers, to be completely honest with you, this year, 10-3.
Yeah.
10-3. They have the best quarterback in football still, in my opinion.
Okay.
Most talented quarterback.
He can
do everything.
He's talented.
Yeah?
Yes.
But in my opinion, this football team isn't as good as their record would indicate. 10-3, and as the great Bill Parcells used to say, you are what your record says you are. Cool. But when I watch them, and I see the games that they've won, I see the game that they've lost, I don't see a 10-3 the way I see the Minnesota Vikings record, the way I see the Seattle Seahawks. I just don't place them in that category because they're not beating teams the way their record would indicate. So, said all that to say this.
Okay.
I believe the Chicago Bears.
Okay.
The Bears.
Bears.
Can go into Green Bay and beat this football team.
Wow, he said it first. This is a battle.
I said it first. Simon, why are you shaking your head at me,
Simon,
man?
Simon's
shaking his head at me like I'm crazy.
He's a Packers fan. The man sticks to his guns on that.
He's got on a shirt
it's
the color of Green Bay-ish.
It's a Packer-ish
shirt. Yeah, yeah.
First of all, I'm not going to keep everybody waiting. I'm going with the Packers, but I'm going to back up what you just said statistically.
Okay.
Even though I'm going with the Packers, because you said something. You said, this is how I feel.
Mm-hmm.
22nd in defense. This is the Packers.
Mm.
23rd in offense. Mm. To your point.
That's not a 10-3 football team.
To your point.
That's a mediocre football team. I didn't even know those stats.
I was just looking at it, and I had to back it up. This is the thing that scares me. Defensively, they can't stop the run.
Mm.
And they're not great versus the pass.
Right.
But they cause a lot of turnovers, which is one of the things about turnovers is, and you know better than anybody, they come in bunches. You
yes.
get hot, they just come. And you know, if you have Aaron Rodgers, you just talked about him as a quarterback, and you keep giving him opportunities, he can make things happen.
Yes.
They are a better team when they use their offense as far as running the ball.
Mm-hmm.
When it goes to Aaron Jones, they are effective. So that helps Aaron Rodgers. But you're right, man. This is a tough call. This is a different Bears team. And the Bears defense is elite.
Good team. Should be interesting.
This is a good call. I mean,
so you're going Green Bay.
Yeah. And okay. I'll tell you what, man. We're making this hard on ourselves. But mm-hmm. I like the way we broke this down. And I think if anything happens right now, I always believe in this. If you have a dominant defense and your offense catches up,
mm-hmm.
defenses do one thing well. Everybody listen to me loud and clear. They travel well.
They do travel.
They travel well. Mm-hmm. And you know what else doesn't travel well?
What's that?
Bad offensive lines.
Nope. They will get you killed every time.
So if a team has a bad offensive line and they're going on the road,
mm-hmm.
be alert. And if you have a dominant defense going on the road, they will play the way they're supposed to play, or they're not dominant.
Yep.
We agree with that.
That's a fact.
We'll agree with that. All right, so.
That's a fact.
You wrote this down, Simon? This guy right here, he's all Packers.
Bears
red.
At Packers.
Yes,
Packers
yes.
guy. Let me ask you something.
Yes, man. Sir.
So, you know, I traveled recently.
When you went to Dubai?
Yeah, I went to Dubai recently, a couple of days. And I was in the airport. I was at Heathrow Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yep, one of my favorite locations.
It's a wonderful, wonderful airport, yeah? So I'm walking to the lounge.
Yep.
And I walk by the Gucci store.
Gucci? We don't wear Gucci.
Good. So I walk by the Gucci store. And there's a massive poster
mm-hmm.
outside the Gucci store.
Okay.
Massive. I'm talking about. It must have been like a story.
Okay.
A full story, okay. like hype.
Okay.
Massive.
Okay. I think I want to know where this is going, my friend. I like this.
And I see a guy standing there with his arms wide open holding Gucci shoes. And it's Gucci Man.
Gucci Man?
Gucci Man.
The rapper?
The rapper. The rapper.
From Atlanta.
From Atlanta.
He's a rapper named Gucci Man, been around a long time.
Holding the shoes like this. And I look at it, and I said, wow.
How quick things change.
Wow. And I instantly got sick to my stomach.
Because if anybody forgets, Gucci made a really bad mistake.
Yes.
And it was the... Was it the mask? It was a mask. The mask was not on a shirt. It was an actual mask with lips.
The black lips
It was very...
Very disrespectful.
Yes, it was distasteful. It had racial condemnations all over.
And everybody came out. They were like, oh,
no Gucci.
No
we're against Gucci. Yeah, right.
And now they got this guy
mm-hmm.
on their billboard.
Great move by them.
Holding the Gucci shoes.
Absolutely outstanding move by them.
Right?
Brilliant.
Brilliant.
Brilliant move.
Brilliant.
Yes.
But I'm looking at Gucci, Gucci Man,
mm-hmm.
and I'm like, wow. Mm. You see?
Mm.
This is the issue.
Mm-hmm.
Because when you decide, okay, we're going to do something. We're going to make a statement.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to show people that they can't behave in this manner. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
There's always somebody. It's like, I'll take the check.
Okay. Can I go to the other side of this argument?
I'll take the check. Give me the check.
Yes. Oh, yeah, there's the check is there.
And they picked a guy by the name of
Gucci Mane.
Gucci
Mane. All those other years, didn't even acknowledge him.
The most, the roughest, toughest, excuse my language, blackest you could find and put him out there. Like, look.
Yeah. We're okay.
We're okay. Yeah. We got Gucci Mane.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, so their issue is what it is. They obviously, when you look at probably their board of directors and everybody else involved. By the way, there's a phone off the hook in here, OC. Who's taping us? Ooh. Who is that? Is that phone on? Simon put that phone on,
Simon,
and he got it back at the NFL office.
Oh, my gosh.
He had...
Simon, I don't
believe
you.
Simon has got us on a conference call somewhere, back in New York. They're listening to this. He is trying to sabotage
us. Simon, I don't believe you.
Wow.
I don't believe you.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Everyone, I want you to understand, I saw it on the ground,
and
we're having this conversation.
That's great awareness. That's great awareness by you. Great awareness by you.
Wow.
Oh, it's too late, though.
We're done.
They've heard everything.
The feds got us.
They've heard everything.
What are the feds out here called? Like, what is the equivalent of
MI5.
They're the feds?
MI5.
They got us, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because it's routed through everything.
Yeah.
Done.
Oh,
game
my God.
Over.
I can't believe Simon. Can't believe him.
Wow. Quick. Mm. All we were talking about before these mics came on. Recorded.
Recorded.
Wow. Wow. I don't even know how to get back. Anyways, so,
yeah.
Gucci.
Yeah.
So, the board of directors knew they made a mistake. Mm-hmm. And there's got to be a serious lack of diversification. And when I say that, I don't mean by just nationality. I mean everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, gender, demographics as far as economic scale. You know, you have to have that. Because if you and I had our own company, we're at the top, we're going to make decisions based on our knowledge.
Yes.
And we're going to agree with a lot of things.
Okay.
We don't need that. Mm-hmm. We need somebody who comes from another viewpoint, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. So they have this issue. Obviously, you see the ramifications. They put the mask out and they thought it was good.
Yeah.
So they got to go to the other. They got to go to the extreme, bro.
They got to go to the extreme.
Yeah.
How?
They got to go get Gucci Mane.
Yeah, but is that addressing the issue?
If I'm them, I do that. Now, your argument is Gucci taking the check. And I don't disagree with that. But if I'm on that board, I have to say to the people I offended.
Yeah. And this is their way of doing it, right?
Yes, yeah.
This is their way of doing it, right?
It is.
You know what the better way of doing it would be?
Tell me.
Putting Gucci Mane on their board.
Of course.
But they're not going to do that, are they?
Not if they gave him a check.
What are they going to do?
Well, they'll give him a check if he's on the board.
What are they going to do? They're not going to let him in there.
They have
They're going to say,
Yeah, Gucci. I want to see their board of directors. That'd be interesting.
Yeah,
if there
Gucci.
Was any change.
Gucci Mane, burr.
Yeah.
That's what you used to say, burr. Say, go out there.
Gucci Mane,
go out there.
Burr.
Burr. Go say burr for us. And he was just smiling. He was like this, hey,
yeah.
And I was looking at him. I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I can't believe you, brother.
Yeah. You want him on the board. I mean, that's where real change happens. But, you know.
Anyway, I just thought that was interesting.
That is interesting.
What we got next, man?
And I think that I like the way you're going with this because think of everything in top level. Like, everybody's looking at what's happening at the bottom, you know, and as it moves to. Man, let's just recognize everything moves up the chain, man.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're going to talk about things, let's talk about that. And I like that focus on that.
Jason.
I like that.
Jason. People don't really want that.
It makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah, they don't really want that. You know, they want us to feel like you just said, they want to focus on the little guys.
Yeah.
Look at this.
Yeah, yeah. We're fixing that.
Yeah.
We're fixing that.
But they don't want to.
No.
That's uncomfortable. They don't. That's awkward.
You know,
that's where the real issues are, man. And they don't want to bring that to people's attention.
And you
They'll
know,
squash it.
You know what's fascinating in everything from business, sports, being a parent, like, real growth comes with some kind of pain, some kind of, not necessarily suffrage, but inconvenience.
Yeah.
Stepping out there,
mm-hmm.
being vulnerable, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if you went to practice and you didn't put in the work, you wasted your time, right?
Yep.
Okay. And you knew it had to be daily.
Yeah.
And I think great business minds are always pushing that narrative and thinking that way and challenging themselves. But when you're on the top and you want to stay on the top. So shaking that tree is a little different. It's just,
You know what, I've always equated it to like, it's like a baby crying, right? Like a kid. You know, I have a kid. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the kid is crying.
Mama, let's go.
Yeah, and you get mad. Like, you know, you get upset at the kid. You're like, I've even seen, like, when I was in Nigeria, like, they would beat me if I was crying. Yeah, like, you're crying, they're whipping you. Like,
oh, my. You're like, I'm just crying.
I'm crying. Yeah. So rather than people don't want to take the time to sit there and be like, okay, why?
Yeah, is this baby
crying?
Yes.
Let's put my phone down. Yeah, let's find out why this baby is actually crying, as opposed to, you know, just listen to the baby crying and whooping him and shaking him and be like, stop crying. No, it takes time. It takes effort to be like, why is this baby crying? Is he hungry? Has he not? Is his diaper full?
Yep.
Is he? You know, that's where
the pause button.
They don't want to do that.
Especially when you're in a rush. You do it when you have time and it's convenient for you. But when it's not, then you just are in a rush, and then you, like you said, you don't focus in and try to do what's best.
Yeah.
For the child, which is the solution, whatever. I mean, it's just a mind frame, and I'm with you, man.
It's wild.
We look at the world. We are always challenging the way we think.
Ooh, I got another one, but let's talk football.
Okay.
And we'll get back to that.
Let's go.
This is going to be fascinating.
All right. I'm ready for this. Yeah. All right. I have a question football-wise.
Okay.
So we talked about the our game of the week.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned something early in the season.
Shout out to Chris, first of all.
Tell what Chris brought us.
Last week, Chris wasn't on his game.
No, he was off his game.
He was off his game.
Yeah, he wasn't balling.
Yeah, and he refused to shell out the 99 pence for a bag of popcorn.
Offensive.
Yeah.
Completely.
And
offensive.
So we called him out on
it.
Because
loudly.
Yeah, he was on his game.
Yeah.
But Chris apparently likes this job.
Yeah.
And Chris was like, you know what? I like OC.
Yeah.
I like J Bell.
Bounce back.
I'm gonna bounce back. I'm gonna bounce back. Now with the £102 million that he's
going to receive.
That he's going to receive. Is 102?
You went for 102?
Yeah. 102 million.
I think
he has received 102 million because he went and bought a whole bunch of popcorn.
That check cleared.
Clear.
No, it's cash. That ain't even
that's
cash.
That's
cash. Yeah.
And he has hooked us up with a bunch of popcorn,
that
man.
That is. Shout out.
We got enough popcorn for the rest of the year.
We need that, too, because these podcasts drain a lot out of us.
Yeah.
Mentally and physically,
which is
great. So
all flavors, too.
All flavors.
I like that,
like our
Chris.
Board of directors.
Ooh.
That's diversity,
ladies and gentlemen.
That's how you get a good answer.
All right.
That being said,
yeah.
That was like a rap album. Yeah. Oh, you said something at the beginning of the year when Lamar Jackson got hot.
Yes.
Okay. We were watching film, and you said, this is what we used to do.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they not doing it? And you said, every time we played against a quarterback of this caliber, and you were a defensive end, so it was what you did.
Yeah.
You were an outside linebacker, would do this because you were on the outside. You said, we hit him.
Yes.
We hit him, J-Bell. Every single down.
Mm-hmm.
If he handed it off, we hit him.
Mm-hmm.
If he pitched it, we hit him.
Yeah.
We hit him because he is now a runner.
Yes.
We made it like we're there, like we got to stop doing this.
Yeah.
Okay. Earl Thomas, who plays for the Baltimore Ravens, the safety, mentioned this week, teams are attacking Lamar's legs now.
Yes.
Okay, they're hitting him in the legs. You know, he came out and said it. And this is true. They're tackling him. They're being more aggressive because we don't hit high anymore, right? We're looking player safety. And then I said, oh my gosh, OC, he told me this.
Yeah.
So I started to watch. And then I heard a coach say something, somebody I talked to. Remember when the read option was hot as far as the RPOs.
RPOs.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It was the hot thing. And teams started to stop the run pass option, they call it.
Mm-hmm.
Teams started to take away one of them. And
yes.
They were like, we're not going to give you an option.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take this part of the option away.
Mm-hmm.
It slowed down, right?
Yeah.
People use it, but it isn't as crazy. You have it. It's still in the game, but people have answers. So, I think we're about to see, at least late in the season or right when we get into playoffs, mm-hmm. people are going to just attack Lamar Jackson.
Yeah.
Could you see that coming? You called this. I got to give you credit because.
You know, Jason, this is the weird thing about the NFL, yeah? Mm-hmm. Is that they will the coaches, the players, they've just been around so long. And you can't, as much as you try and reinvent the game and reinvent the wheel, it'll always come back to the same thing.
It will.
It never fails.
It will.
Never
it
fails.
Will. It will.
They'll sit back. They'll be like, oh, you catch them off guard now. You will catch them off guard. Yes. No question about that.
Yep.
But over the long haul, they'll just slowly start to reel you back in.
Yeah.
Slowly. They'll be like, not so fast, my friend.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down. Yes. Now. We had a Q call, is what we used to call it.
Q call, okay.
It's called a Q call. Now, when they started, because I was in the league when they really first started doing this RPO thing with RG3, and they came in the league, they were
because he caught everybody off guard.
Couldn't stop it.
Until he blew his knee out.
Couldn't stop it.
Yeah.
Couldn't stop it.
Pro bowler, I mean, he was hot.
Couldn't
under
stop
Shanahan,
it.
Too.
Couldn't
Woo!
Stop it. Couldn't stop him, right? It was called a Q call. What we would do, because the rules, because once they started doing all that faking,
mm-hmm.
you couldn't really tell what was what.
Especially when you don't practice against
exactly.
it all the time.
Couldn't tell what was what. So the rules, the competition committee came down and said, okay, once they do that, he is a runner. So he's fair game. The normal quarterback protection.
The competition committee did that.
The competition committee said that.
I did not know
that. Yes.
This. So they meet once a year and go over these rules and change it. That's what happened.
He is no longer. He doesn't have the protection of a quarterback.
Uh-huh.
And once they told us that, and once the defensive coordinator knew that, he was like, okay, here's what we're going to do now. No matter what the situation is, you have this guy who is a tremendous athlete.
He's the best. He is their playmaker.
Tremendous.
Yeah.
And we had it with RG3. We had that with Cam Newton. We're like, okay, what we're going to do, right? We are going to eliminate this guy from the game.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah, we're going to tackle him every down.
Cue call.
Yep.
The defensive end, beeline to the quarterback.
Wow.
Beeline.
Wow.
He can do all the. Didn't matter.
He's going to take a hit.
He's going to take a hit. So how many times are you going to allow that guy? How many times are you going to allow that to happen?
See.
Is the question.
That, and this is why this is so important. This is why I watched this play out and it was fascinating to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because regardless of, it's not about hurting him.
No.
But it's a physical game and people get nicked up. It's about, I'm a coach, I'm a play caller, and I'm watching OC come off the edge at 275
smack.
And hit my quarterback.
Every play.
Every play.
Every play.
I can't win like that.
The minute he does that play fake, we'll live with – oh, you give the ball to Mark Ingram? We'll live with that, especially if you have a good defense,
live with that.
We'll live with it. We'll live with that. You 5 yards,
yeah.
6 yards.
Yeah.
You're going to matriculate the ball down the field with Mark Ingram? Cool. What you're not going to do.
This dude is not going to embarrass us.
Not this guy.
No.
It's not going to be him.
No.
Yeah?
No.
And so after a while, after you start doing that over and over, sometimes, man, we went to Carolina and we're playing Cam.
Mm-hmm.
This is like 2012, I think. I can't even remember how many times we just smacked him. You see him on the floor. He's like, he's talking to the ref.
And the ref's like.
The ref is like.
You're a runner.
You're a runner.
What did you think?
They don't know, and so they just kept on doing it. Man, after a while, it slows everything down, man. It does. It slows everything down. You can't afford the big chunk plays.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yes,
You just can't afford the big – make them do that stuff all the way down the field, 5-6 yards at a time.
Yes.
Make them do it like that.
Yep.
That's how you beat them.
Yep.
And so, it's
– and it throws their play calling off – to your point, because they're like, I can't keep putting my quarterback in harm's way.
Can't do it. And so you know, just knowing all that, I was like, I wondered how long it was going to take before they really said, okay, this is what we're going to do now.
Yeah. And they're doing it. There was a little bit in the Bills game. There was a little bit.
And even the game before, San Fran.
Yeah. But they should have did it more. We were watching the tape. You're like, why are they just not coming off? Yeah. Why is Bosa not beelining it? Yeah. That's the whole time you said it. And it, I remember you talking about it, but it clicked again. And I'm looking at the tape. I'm like, yeah.
It's a cue call. That's all it is, cue call. DN cue call.
It literally changes your rules for that week. But that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Instead of trying to get great at stopping the option, which is hard to do because you don't see it a lot.
The running back beat you.
I want to see this play out. I want to see what happens because everybody's seen what they can do, their offense. And their defense is playing outstanding.
Jason, can I be honest with you? Yeah. Can I be completely honest with
you? That's what I'm here for.
This is where they're going to win. If they're going to win a championship, which it looks like they very may away, they very may well.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah?
You sounding like me right now.
I know. Yeah. They very may well.
Am I wearing off on you?
No.
Okay.
In a good way.
Okay.
Yeah. They very may well. The defensive side of the ball is where they're going to do it.
They 100%.
Are dominating.
They are. They are. The defense is
dominating people.
Look how it's built. They're big and physical in the middle. Mm. And then they got four corners.
And they got good pass rushers.
And they can match up. So they're like, yeah, where are you going to beat them at?
And so this allows them to play that style of offense.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. You understand? Because defensively, they can hold you.
Yeah.
They can hold you.
Mm-hmm. And they can
if that defense continues to play the way they're playing, you can't beat. How are you gonna win? You can't win.
Especially
can't
in
beat
bad
them.
Weather, where can't it's going to happen in the playoffs. Jason, we saw what happened when they played 49ers, and that was miserable. They did what they did.
That defense shows up. Can't beat them. They're going to run the ball, keep it close, it's going to be very, very difficult to win.
I think that's why I'm focusing on this, how do you stop Lamar Jackson, because it's just so that we do believe they're as dominant as they are. But if it happens, we want to say this is why, and I want to be first in the battle.
Gotcha.
And I believe our listeners, they just need nuggets.
Yes, just little nuggets.
Just little nuggets. That's what we are. Man, everybody.
Like TJ. TJ likes nuggets. Chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets.
Yeah, he's a big chicken nugget guy, man.
Chicken nuggets are good. I finally realized what the nugget was on the part of the chicken. I have another football question before we probably get into other questions Simon has for us. He's looking all nervous over there.
Okay.
Is this. Big picture. Because we're it's shaking out with the teams.
Okay.
Your two Super Bowls.
Mm-hmm.
Refresh my memory, but the last quarter of the season was a battle to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know the year that I was on injured reserve, I know that year. But the other year, that's why I'm trying to focus in on that. With that being said, do you believe there's an advantage for teams that are in this every week fight of survival to make it and then get in the playoffs? And I'm thinking of a team in particular in the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah. I think it can go one of both ways. I think for us, it was an advantage.
Okay.
For the Giants, it was an advantage.
That's and why? Just,
well, they say the team will usually take on the personality of their coach, and our coach was a fighter. You understand what I mean?
I like this.
Yeah, and so that was just – we were just a scrappy, hard – no. We were Tom Coughlin. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Yes, I do.
We were just a scrappy –
He always had you ready.
Scrappy, hard-nosed, physical, smash mouth. We just weren't going to lay down, period.
Yeah.
You understand? That's who we were.
Yes, that's true.
As a team.
That is.
And so we would get into those championship rounds – and we'd just be slugging away.
Straight fighters.
We'd just be slugging away, man.
Not looking up.
You want to go knock, nut, just head down, just.
To the end of the fight. We'll worry about it then.
That's the way we're built. Never were the super talented, the most, never were that.
Not picked, at least not picked to be. Yeah.
We just going to fight you. We're just going to hit you in the mouth. Yeah. Just constantly, right?
Yeah.
So once we got to that stage, you understand?
Yes.
We're so accustomed to fighting and brawling.
You're battle ready.
battle-tested
veterans.
You understand what I mean? So we would get we'd get in the playoffs, and these teams who are just – you know, maybe they had a nice, easy schedule.
Yep, they had a
you know,
a they've
bye. Been beating people down.
Yeah.
And now you got to fight against just a grime ball team.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
grime ball. The one team you don't want to tackle.
You don't
want to
be in a dirty fight. You don't want to pick a fight with a brawler.
Yeah.
Like if you're a tactical fighter, say in boxing, you get in there with a brawler.
Come on.
You know.
Team that's going to run the ball, has a quarterback that can get hot. The defense is going to smack your quarterback around.
Yes.
Like, why would you want to play them?
No. You're right. You're right. Because you might beat them the next game, but that fight, you didn't beat them.
One game?
And all it is one. This is why the NFL is great. Because you don't have these series, where you can have a day off.
Yeah,
And that's why I thought about Tennessee when I was really looking. Especially if they can beat the Texans.
Right? Yeah.
Vrabel.
Yeah.
When you said that, I thought about
Grimy.
Just
Grimy.
And their quarterback
is
hot right now.
Exactly. They run the ball.
Hot right now.
And they'll run the ball.
Yo.
They're Grimy football team, man. Grimy.
I'm telling everyone listening now.
Mm-hmm.
This is what's exciting about the NFL.
Yeah.
All this stuff has happened. Teams are what they are. But at this point, as you know who's going to be on each side, the six that make it to the playoffs,
Tennessee's like
– You don't know.
Yeah, they're that team that they now that you mentioned, they very well remind us – they're not built the way the Giants were.
No.
They're not built like that.
Right.
But they're the team that you feel like you should beat, but then you're in there and they're just
you're like, this dude can fight.
This dude can fight. Why am I not
knocking him out?
And at the end of the game, they've won. And you're like, oh my God, I can't believe we just lost.
We're supposed to be better.
And you lost. They punched you directly in your mouth.
You know who's
Tennessee.
You know who's a year away from being a team like that?
Who's that?
The Bills.
The Bills? You think so?
I think Josh Allen, if he continues to evolve.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about what their head coach, Sean McDermott, has done on defense.
Yeah.
They're what you just said. Mm-hmm. He's a tough guy.
Mm-hmm.
The city's tough guy. They're just like their city. Like you always talk about, the successful teams emulate the city they're from.
Yeah.
Man, if he just can evolve, he's young, but he's he just understands his strengths and weaknesses as a quarterback and how people are going to attack him. He can make the big plays, throw it over your head. He needs a couple of weapons at receiver. But anyway, this is fascinating, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how this is going to shake out. But I thought about the way you had made it, and this is so interesting, man. I'm always a fan.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, this year we have.
It's crazy.
The changing of the guard is happening all over the place.
It's crazy.
It is. Yeah, it's something else to tell me.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm remind. Should I even be reminding you? Because I.
Okay, let me ask you this. Then.
Okay.
Let me ask you this.
Do I need my pen to act distracted?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, I was a big believer in what they call maternity leave.
Okay.
Have you heard of maternity leave?
Yeah.
Yeah, where I think they do it in Sweden. They give you like a year off.
Are you talking for men or for women?
For women.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I was in the car the other day. I was in the Uber, and the driver was listening to a debate on maternity leave, whether when the woman has a child, they should give the woman maybe like a year off to like focus on, the child, and because it's a very difficult thing. Like we have a baby now, right?
It's tough.
Extremely difficult. So when I was listening to the one side of the argument, I was like, that's a no-brainer. Of course they should have, like, a year off and all that stuff because I know how difficult that is to do, And so a woman came on, and she started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, this is interesting.
Was she
here's what
against?
She said. She was against it.
Okay.
And here's what she said. She was like, I understand the big companies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, who do this, have employees who, have children.
Mm-hmm.
Cool, you want to give them a year off? Cool, that's fine. Yeah?
Because they have the resources?
She was like, I am a small business owner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, small business owner.
Yep.
I don't have that many employees. It takes me a while to train my employees. Mm-hmm. So now, say for instance, two people come in to apply for a job. Mm-hmm. One is a man, one is a woman, mm-hmm. equally qualified. Mm-hmm. Yeah? Mm-hmm. But I'm a small business owner. Mm-hmm. This woman is of age of where she can have a child.
Mm-hmm. They ask them discriminatory questions too. Do you have a relationship? Do you have this? It's sickening because of that.
Cool. Yes.
Because this is what they're thinking in the interview process.
So she was like, if I have to choose between a man and a woman, I'm a small business owner, and this woman is of childbearing age, and I know if she gets pregnant, I'm going to lose a year. Who am I going to, like, who am I going to hire? Mm. If I have to pick between the two, if I'm a small business owner,
who am I going to hire? Does she still have to pay this? Okay.
Who am I going to hire? Mm-hmm. She was like, of course I'm going to hire the man because I don't have to deal with. So now what you're doing is by putting these rules in place, you're forcing me to discriminate against my own kind. And when she was saying that, I was like, but because I wanted to argue. Mm-hmm. I wanted to argue.
Yeah.
But how could I?
Yes.
Like, as a business person,
okay,
take off my personal hat.
You're thinking purely from a financial perspective.
Business standpoint as a small business owner.
Yeah.
What do I do?
So there's some research on this. I just read something on this that's I think it was from the Harvard Business Review, because that's where I read out half of my stuff. But it was talking about the difficulties of women in this scenario, mm-hmm. like of the sacrifice women have made in their career for so many years because of this right here.
Yeah.
And people that don't go through it don't understand it, right? You have to confront it to understand it, right? So, yes. And what you're saying, there's always another viewpoint in an argument, mm-hmm. right? Nothing's ever clear Absolute. Cut. Mm-hmm. It's always sacrifice. What do they say about a good negotiation?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody comes out feeling like they didn't win.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you know you have a good deal.
Yeah.
In finance, right? And say you get a person that says, another topic, that says, I don't want to invest in these companies. I don't believe in them. I don't believe in their practice. I don't believe in this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you take them out of their portfolio, and their portfolio drops.
Mm-hmm.
Then you see how much they really care about that.
Yes.
So, to your point, the good of people and the good of company, two different things.
Yeah.
It's been, especially in this country, especially in America, it's an ongoing debate. What side are you on?
Mm-hmm.
And this woman is saying, I am a small business owner. I'm trying to survive. That's what side I'm on.
Yeah.
And the flip side is, if you are a big business and you can do it and you have the flexibility, you have to have an obligation, you should have,
yeah.
to take care of your people.
Yeah.
And you should.
But it has to be blanket, no? Or does the government get involved? How does it work?
It's never this clear cut, and that's the ongoing debate in all these things. I think the same way you do. Of course she should. You know, we always talk about the issues at some corporations, companies, small, large, whatever. People like to hire people usually they know and understand.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a discriminatory practice just because it's easier for me to understand you because you look like me, you talk like me, we're from the same area, right? Mm-hmm. I might not have an issue with anybody, with who you are and where you are. I just know there's some hurdles in how I have to communicate with you.
Okay.
So I'd go.
This is different, though. This is completely different.
It is, except it isn't, because the difference, there is no difference when you're talking about the fact that this is difficult for my company. This is harder. This is more difficult.
No.
Because it's affecting my bottom line.
Okay, say you have a black person and a white person. You have a black person and a white person. Equal skill level. Yeah. You choose to hire the white person because you're more familiar with them or you're more comfortable with them. That's one
thing. Their circumstances of what could happen. What you're... You can't if you hire a woman, you don't know she's pregnant. You don't know what's going to happen. This is something you're guessing.
But the chances are.
The chances are no. You don't know?
No.
I don't know.
No, the chances are.
Especially in corporate and the sacrifice people make because of their career. You don't know and I don't know.
We're not dealing in absolutes.
And that's why I don't have an absolute answer.
Okay, but here's what I'm trying to tell you. Mm-hmm. You're not dealing in absolutes.
Right.
Black person, white person, that's one thing. There's no chance. There's no chance there.
What do you mean there's no chance?
Woman and man, there's a chance she can get pregnant.
What if you're a man and you take care of the child? You're a single father.
The question is maternity leave.
Maternity leave goes for men too.
Paternity leave. Maternity leave.
It's the same thing.
The question was.
It's the same thing.
The question was maternity leave.
Okay. So it doesn't matter about men now.
The question was maternity leave.
Well, I'm talking about paternity leave because I'm talking about both.
Okay, you're talking about paternity leave. We're talking about maternity leave. Should.
Yes.
They be required, a small business.
Yes.
Should they be required to give a year off?
Is that what it is?
That's the discussion.
Yeah.
That's the discussion.
I have to put the math to it.
Should they be required to do that?
I'm not sure about a year, but yes, time needs to be. They should be required.
And should a small business owner be penalized now for not hiring a woman based upon that?
If it's proven. That's my point.
That's tough, man.
It's very tough, man. Listen.
That's tough.
I'm on the side of the people, bro. I just have to pick a side. Yeah. I didn't say I don't understand the other side.
Yeah.
You told me to pick.
Yeah.
You told me to pick.
I hear you.
You told me to choose.
I hear you.
You know?
I hear you. I hear you.
I had to choose.
It's tough.
It's tough. I had to choose.
It's tough. I feel bad.
You don't
for
answer.
Everybody involved.
In case we got to get out of that, you don't answer.
No. You know my answer to that, Jason?
What's that?
I have zero answers.
I have to go. I know how difficult it is, but you ask me what side I would be on, I'd be on the side of the people. I believe businesses as a whole need to have stake in their people.
Oh, we're living in La La Land then.
No, it's man.
Literally.
No. There's companies now.
There is.
There's companies now.
Yes.
That people. I mean, I know a jean manufacturer. They make jeans and all this kind of stuff. And their whole sales point is that every part of their practice is basically traceable.
What's the name of their company?
I have it. I'm not going to put it out here on this.
Do you know the name of the company?
Yes, I do.
Yeah. But look at your phone. Where they assemble that?
Oh, China.
Good.
Yeah. I didn't say I bought jeans.
I'm just telling you.
I didn't say I bought jeans.
Look at my phone.
Yeah.
Do you know the label? You know.
Yeah. Do you know how much this phone would be if it wasn't made where it was? It'd be $10,000.
So business practices, that's business for you.
OC, we're talking about this country in America. That's where you said.
It's an American company.
Where did you say this argument was?
It's an American company.
Where did you say this argument was?
Apple is an American company.
We're not talking about Apple. When you talked about this, where did you say this conversation was?
In England.
Thank you.
England, America is not the same thing?
This is Apple. We're not
talking Apple is an American company.
And if you work for Apple.
Yes.
And if you work in America.
Yes.
Or England.
Yes.
You should have maternity leave for a year.
Okay. So should they be allowed to employ child laborers? Should they be allowed to give people a dollar an hour to do these things right here, keep people in almost slave labor. Should they be allowed to do that while we're sitting over here on their phones?
Don't buy the phone, OC.
You can't have it both ways.
I didn't tell you nothing. Don't buy the phone.
You can't have it both ways.
What do you mean I can't have both ways?
You just said.
You got the phone too.
Yes. But I'm on the side of business, not on the side of the people.
You just said you weren't on the side. You said you see both sides.
I do see both sides.
Okay.
I never told you I was on the side of the people.
I'm on the side
I didn't
of the
say
people.
That.
I'm
okay.
on the side of the
but
people.
But you have a phone. You're on an Apple phone right now.
This is true.
So you can't be on the side of the people.
That's not fair.
How is it not fair?
You asked me to pick.
But you see both sides by the fact that you're holding an Apple phone.
We're talking about maternity leave. We're talking about maternity leave.
It's all the same thing.
If it was this issue, people in politics wouldn't argue.
It's all the same thing.
They all come to the same conclusion. I believe maternity leave should happen.
It's all the same thing.
Because these are manufactured in China.
Yes.
I'm not for maternity leave now because I bought an Apple phone.
No, that's what you just said. No. That's not what I said. Okay. That's not what I said.
Because I'm confused.
That's not what I said. In no form or fashion is that what I said. No form or fashion. All I said was, you have an Apple phone.
Yes.
So you understand that it's business. And business practices aren't always on the side of the people.
I agree.
And you have to understand that.
I know that. I'm in finance.
It's the exact same thing as that woman was saying.
Yes.
In regards to maternity. It's the exact same thing.
Nobody said she was wrong. You asked me if I had to choose a side, OC.
Good.
That's all I did.
And you gave me your opinion.
That's it.
Period. What are we talking about?
You told me because I was didn't understand. I had an Apple phone. No, I didn't understand.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
What did you say?
That's not what I said.
Do you remember what you said?
That is not what I said.
I need to play this back.
I guarantee you that's not what I said.
The man went at me because I had an Apple phone.
That's not what I said. I guarantee you that's not what I said.
What did he say, Simon?
I guarantee you that's not what I said. That is not what I said.
You got Simon scared, OC.
No.
You're talking about
something. I never said that.
You can't ask me a question and then go to something that has nothing to do with maternity leave because an Apple phone is manufactured in
China.
But
it does have, it has a lot to do with maternity leave.
I understand business. OC, I just came and I told you, as an investor,
yes,
my portfolio does not have companies that are just activist companies or they don't do this or they do that. I have a broad range of things because I'm looking for a return. Okay. You asked me about maternity leave. I said I will fall on the side of the people when it comes to big business and how they should represent the employee and how they should have things. That's all. If I have to choose, do I see the other side? Yes.
You got it.
You brought the subject.
You
up.
Got
you
it.
Can't get mad.
I'm not mad. I'm not mad. You got it, man. You got it, man. Let's go.
I mean, we ain't got no time left.
Of course we
what
got
do you
time.
Want to ask? Osi's crazy. What is this now?
Which one? Ooh. You got to be very careful. Bish. Can't put the. You got to. Bish.
You do that. Okay.
Not, bish. Yeah.
Okay. Bish. Bish.
Bish.
Bish.
Bish.
That was close. Brilliant podcast as usual, but need to know, how did Miss OC feel about her
$100 million
price?
She doesn't know.
No, and that's not, we're going to keep that.
You know what's so funny?
We're going to keep that.
No.
I'm
going to ask her.
No, you don't. She might not let you back in here.
I'm going to ask her. Oh, my God. Because I'm curious.
Okay.
I'm curious. Where we are.
She said, you said she'd give you away for.
Easy.
Easy.
Less than. Actually, the more I think about it, $1 million is even too high. It must be 100,000.
Oh, my God.
100 grand.
Man, your life insurance.
100 grand.
Oh, I don't believe that.
I'm pretty sure 100 grand.
I don't believe that for one.
No, hold on. Give me a second. Let me think. What would she buy with that? Yeah, 100 grand to do
it. Oh, my gosh.
100 grand to do it.
Oh, my gosh. I don't believe it.
100 grand to do it.
Stephanie Coulter. Just listen to last week's podcast. Oh. Mm. How does your hat taste, OC? I've been getting tweets on this, right?
Yeah.
And I have completely forgot about this.
Do we have a hat in here? I don't want Chris's hat.
Ugh.
Oh, I definitely can't eat that one.
They pointed.
Definitely not that Green Bay
pointed
hat.
To a helmet.
Is there a clean hat somewhere?
Oh, so you're not gonna eat the hat?
I have to take a bite.
Okay, I'm actually watching
this. You got the.
It's a Cincinnati Bengals hat. It looks new. And OC is eating the hat. The man has the brim of the hat in his mouth, and he's trying to rip. The brim. Also, you're going to take your teeth out.
It doesn't
Chill
matter.
Out.
Listen, I told them I'll eat my hat. You got to be a man of your word in this world, bro. That's all you got in this world.
Stephanie, man is attempting to eat the hat. I am witness. I do not want.
I told them there's just no possible way.
OC's eating the hat.
There's no way San Francisco. No way San Francisco is going to win that game. That's what I said. I opened my mouth and I said that.
One.
And I said I was going to eat my hat.
Hashtag 49ers. OC is eating the hat. He's a man. I can't watch it. Oh, so your teeth are too expensive. Chill out. Those teeth are, that's exactly how your wife will get rid of you for $100,000 when you go home with no teeth in your mouth.
I'm a man of my word.
He is still eating the hat.
You gotta do what you say you're gonna do.
I don't even want this to happen anymore. The man is eating that.
You gotta do what you say you're gonna do.
How does it taste, actually?
It tastes disgusting.
Terrible. I can hear it like it's cardboard in there. Oh, you got teeth marks in there. Listen, what if you know what? It's like you need to fillet it or something. Mm. Oh, this is terrible. He is eating the hat. I'm going to go to the next question while we're doing this. All right. Oh, this is interesting. Hashtag Ask OC, Ask J Bell. This is from Lee, OC.
Okay.
And you might need a rest after that. You are a man of your word. Mm-hmm. You are a man of your word. OC, just watch America's Game 2011 Super Bowl on Game Pass. Do you still have your poker chip?
Nah.
No.
Nah.
What's up with the poker chip?
Something I think we were given to say we were all in.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, I never got one.
Really?
Yeah, I never got a poker chip because it was like during like the last four games, and they gave it to all the teams, but I wasn't there because I had hurt myself.
Oh.
You know, I had a high ankle sprain, so I wasn't there for the last three games of the regular season.
Okay.
And then the last game, we had to play the Dallas Cowboys to get into the playoffs. And interesting story. I got to tell you this story.
Give me the story now.
Yeah.
Give me the story now. So, as long as it's not about Apple phones.
No.
Okay.
No. So, okay, good. So I'm going through one of my contract disputes with the New York Giants.
Some of the best times ever.
2011, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I'm having fantastic season.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Balling. It's 2011 season. Yeah. We had played, I had played seven games.
Mm-hmm.
I had seven sacks.
Mm-hmm. Ooh,
yeah.
You were on a roll.
I was getting it.
You were roll.
But, you know, so what happened was I injured my ankle. I had a high ankle sprain.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And so there was only four games left in the season.
Okay.
Four games left.
Mm-hmm.
I had a high ankle sprain.
So that's 4 weeks.
4 weeks, mm-hmm. but I'd already put enough on tape that
payday,
big payday.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So Giants are playing, we're middling. They're playing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not playing because I have a high ankle sprain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Supposed to miss 6 weeks with a high ankle sprain.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks go by, and there's one game left against the Dallas Cowboys to see who's going to the playoffs.
Ooh.
Whoever wins that game is going to the playoffs. So my ankle's messed up. I've already secured the bag, as they like to say.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Now the question is, are you going to play for your team? Are you going to show up for the New York Giants when they need you most?
You would.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think I would? Do you think I would?
Yeah.
I did.
I
played that game.
I do.
On a bad ankle.
I know you would.
Two sacks.
Ooh! I forgot that game.
Sacks. Everything on the line, J Bell.
You would play.
Had to do it for him.
Yeah. Cause
had to do it for him.
Because they. The reason y'all won that year is the three of y'all on the D line.
Yeah. Had to do it. And my ankle's still hurting to this day. I still complain.
Yeah, your ankle's bad.
That injury happened. The injury that I complained about, that happened year.
That's a daily wake up.
Yeah.
I got to deal with this ankle.
Yeah. And I went out there and played for him. So a lot of times when they question people,
they
question athletes,
when
everything was on the line, J-Bell.
And you didn't have to.
Showed up for him. Won the Super Bowl.
If you don't win that game, you don't.
We don't get in.
That's a good one.
Yeah. So that happened.
I like that. So, Jan, I see this one from Jan Wallace. We're going to do your question next week. I like it because it's all about Christmas.
Mm.
But we had a long one today, and I'm going to have to go back and think about what I just said. I love this because I have no – I'm going to listen to the podcast.
To see what happens.
To see what happens. Hashtag Uprise, we are out.
check my DM, you know you're asking for trouble. I chat cause I'm a chatter, my words only flatter. Stab with the dagger, then I misfunction the bladder. All up in your booty bag, don't stop, bring that booty back. I'll light up your mood again, let's make out like we're hooligans.